person who rents out his house to his friend on the 14th. Al mi livdik. By the way, Rabbi Isai, those of you that think that this, the next few sugyas are going to be so relevant, halach lamaisa, and I'll tell you where. Rabbi Isai, every one of you that's ever been on a hotel program has run into this sugya. Okay? Because in essence, what are you doing? You're renting out a room, right? And many times, you're going to have to do a bedikah. We're going to have to talk about this, Rabbi Isai. What happens if the maskah doesn't do the bedikah? What happens? Does the socher have to do a bedikah? We're going to have to deal with all of these shilas, Rabbi Isai. But in essence, anytime you go on a program, who goes on a program here? Who's been on a program here for Pesach? Okay? Now, don't raise your hands. Have you done bedikas chametz in the room? Don't raise your hands. Okay? Here's this matter, Rabbi Isai. We got to learn about this. A maskah and a socher, we got to think about this. Who's ran a program here for Pesach? Anyone? All right. Is the chiyah b'dikas chametz on the maskir, on the one who's renting out his house, d'chamira didehu, because it's his chametz, so therefore he should have to check. Or no, maybe it's on the seicher, the renter, because he's the one who's inhabiting the house. He's the one, it's in his domain for the antav of Pesach. Everyone got the kasha, Rabbi Isai? Good. I have a kasha. Why did the Gemara ask this kasha by a meicher? A meicher beso be a dalet. Why by a masker?
You want to know if Schiris is Kanya, no?
No. I'll know if Schiris is Kanya when I learned Night Seder last year in Abu Dazar. I don't want to talk about that right now.
But wouldn't that be relevant?
Because why isn't this? It sounds like from the Gemara that it's not relevant to a Mechira. Why? It's the same exact Shiloh. Question number two, Rabbi Isai. This Shiloh of Maskir and Seicher, why is it specifically on Yud Dalet? And what if I'm Maskir on Yud Gimel? Still my house. What if I'm Maskir last month? It's still my house. These are important kashas, Rabbi Isai, that you're going to ask. You need to ask, that we need to try to figure out. What is the relevance of specifically a maskir bais chaver our boss? Everything that the Gemara said, the Gemara meant to say. Good. That are the kashas just to begin with. So let's see some rashis. So what does Rashi say? The chamira didehi. HaChometz shebabayis shalohu. The chometz that's in the house is his. Bershusei koi, shariata abayis shalo. Because now the house is his. He's using the house. Good. So that's Rashi's not so informative in terms of the kashas. Good. So the Gemara says the following. Anyone have any other kashas, or what did I say? Anyone have any, perhaps, intuitive suggestions for the Gemara without learning the sugya any vayter, Rabbi Isai?
Because by schiris, you're not selling, you're selling your rights, the rights to using it. It becomes the person's, but not necessarily everything in it. But by mechira, like everything that's on there just becomes the person who's buying it. So you might want to differentiate in who actually owns the chametz at the time that the esrei starts.
So, but if the mitzvah exists, and then you're only mocher once the mitzvah exists, so then you're saying by a mocher, there's no shaychus anymore to the property.
Yeah.
But you could still sell a property, and the chametz could be still mine, right? I could sell you a property and still leave stuff in there.
And the suffix
still should be.
That's the same as if I left chametz in Rabbi's rishus, who's chayv.
Right. Right, so why isn't that essentially the same as the suffix of the Gemara?
No, because by skiris, it's not as much as it's the person who's.
That's not what the Gemara said, though. The Gemara said the chametz didehu. So the way the Gemara sets up the shaila, it sounds like it should be equivalently at by mechira also.
Then the shaila anywhere.
Yeah, in a chanami.
I'm asking. It's in somebody else's rishus.
In a chanami. And that's what I want to know. Why isn't that the same as Gemara's kasher? Good. You're right.
Rabbi,
good. Isn't a
schiros just a temporary mechira?
That's the Gemara says. Yeah, but right. So you're saying the Gemara is lav dafka? The Gemara is including mechira.
So I'm saying to answer Shaffel that we're saying that everything wouldn't be the person who rented it. If there's chametz in it, then it's not his. But when you buy some, when you rent a house, everything is in there is yours for the time being. Unless it's like locked or set aside somewhere,
I didn't sell my chametz. That's not true. If I rent you a property and I tell you I'm retaining ownership of the stuff that I'm not selling, if I sell you, it's not included in the sale. It's not included in the rent.
If you specify that, but what about like the furniture that's in the house? If I damage the furniture when I'm in the house,
that's the case over here. A person is renting out and he's not including the chametz in the rental.
David.
Sorry, Jack. You want to continue?
No, it's okay.
You hear what I'm saying, Jack?
Yeah, I hear. If you're saying that I'm not including the chametz, then
that's not me. That's what the Gemara is saying.
So what's the question then? If you're not including the chametz, why would you have to do a bedika? Why would it be the renter? Why would the renter have to check if you're not including?
Now you're talking. Jack's saying I don't understand the Gemara's kasha b'chlal. Now he woke up. Somebody woke up. Who is it? Who in the world? Why would you ever milchay the seicher? It's not even in its chametz. Doesn't bedikas chametz have to do with ownering of chametz? Whoa, Moshe, easy there. I don't know what's going on in the air in Florida. Are you serious? Do you have anything to back up what you're saying? Moshe just said, I don't own chametz. I never purchased the chametz. I have no responsibility on the chametz. The fact that the chametz happens to be in my room. Moshe, I have a question. I walk into this happened to me, Rabbi. I'm not joking. And you all should be terrified the next time you go on a hotel program. Okay? I did a bedikas chametz. I came cholamayit. I stayed home the first days. I did a bedikas chametz on a program when I got there because I wasn't samech on that anyone did the bedikas chametz. And I did the bedika. And guess what, Rabbi Isai? I found a Snickers bar underneath my bed. According to Moshe, I just violated Bali Rabbi Yamotze. What a machmir.
Doesn't this go back to the rush?
If
you know about it?
It's not yours.
It's not mine. Avi's right. It's not mine. What are you talking about, Moshe?
Have you had a problem with Achila?
Whoa, what's Achila? Whoa, who said that?
David,
so explain to me what you're saying.
That the whole problem with Achila before is that it's going to be...
What's the whole problem with Achila before? Organize your statements. I don't understand what you're saying.
Okay. When we spoke
You're saying something really good, but you have to formulate it and put some Rishonim within what you're trying to say.
Okay. I don't know about Rishonim, but I can put a Gemara.
No. You do know about Rishonim. Who wants to help David to try to say what he's trying to say?
I'll try. But
who's I'll try?
Linder?
Yeah.
If you look back to the original Tosfos, also brings up
Davey,
that Bedika.
David, you hear what I'm saying? You hear what Jacob's saying? So now, Jacob, stop for a second. Now, David, you continue.
Oh, I won't be able to continue. I'll just let Linder slide with this one.
What Tosfos is Linder talking about?
It's a good question. I didn't get up to the second sugya.
What do you mean?
It's the first sugya.
It's the 6 week sugya. Anyone who tells me they didn't get up to that sugya, we're in bad news.
Which Tosfos are we talking about?
Tosfos on the Beis Hamidah that starts up this sugya.
Okay.
Oh.
It's the Dilma Zimnan Danaf of Atin and Echlai.
Oh, that's what I'm talking. Now you're talking like a Lamdin.
Yeah.
So now what are you trying to say, David?
that there's a chance that if the comet is there in front of him, that he'll come to eat it.
Which is the reason why the rabbis enacted what?
Tzedakah.
So now you're taking Jack Rubin and you're throwing him out of the park. You're saying, Jack, go back to Florida. Why, Jack, am I saying go back to Florida? Jack, what's going on over here? What did David just do?
I missed David.
Well, you just... What?
I made the renter Mechayev on Bdika.
Jack, what you just held as a Dover Poshet, that the renter should never be Chayev, and Avi Bahar is in your court, right? David said, Pum Faker. I think the renter should be the only one who's been Mechayev. Based on what? Based on Jacob Linder's what?
Tosos.
My rabbi say, what in the world is going on here? I feel like everything's just collapsing and merging in, and like this Gemara just totally missed the boat.
Wait,
so
Rabbi,
if anyone is confused right now, you're in good hands.
Rabbi, isn't Rashi worried about Achila by Chametz Yadua?
Isn't this the original Machlokas between Tosfot and Rashi?
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Judah. What in the world is going on? We have a suffix in the Gemara that's Tully and a Machlokas, Rashi, and Thesis? Jeremy, I'll get back to you in a second because I have to think about what you're saying. So Judah Samuel has asked, this should be Tully on the Chakira of Rashi and Thesis, Rabbi Say. Who did Judah Samuel just rip that line off of?
The Rashash.
I'm joking, Judah. I'm not. You obviously didn't rip the line. All right, Rabbi Say? That's the Rashash's Aura, but it's a Pella. Because you can't have that. You can't have a suffix in the Gemara that's totally on a Machlekes Rashi and Dice in the beginning of the Masechta. So if you're confused, I'm confused, and the Rashash mixed everything is confusion, and these are the kashas that we start off with this whole sugya that we're mamish like in the air with. Everyone with me, Rabbi Say? The answer should be absolutely not. Okay, Jeremy, back to your kasha. You said that according to Rashi, one of the things we said that Rashi held by Chametz Yadua is that it's Shema Yavo L'Achla. Right, that was based on the Rabbeinu Peretz, right? And that was how Rashi is going to learn the Gemara and Daf Yud. So therefore, first of all, who says we're only talking about Chametz Yadua?
Well, so yeah, I'm not sure. Like Mar's, seemingly,
Mar's talking about a house and Bdikas Chametz. Pashas is by any Yadua.
I don't know. In my head, the case was Yadua.
No, I don't think
he left some food in the shelves.
No. We have to look for like the regular Bdikas Chametz. Chametz Shein Yadua.
Fine. So this case is not comparable to if I leave Chametz in your shus, though. If it's
even if you leave Chametz in my Rishus, that's Ein Yadua. We don't know where the whereabouts are. We got to know. We got to make sure. We got to make sure we don't have a run-in in the middle of Pesach. I don't know all the details of the house.
Rebbe, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
If I come to Rebbe's house for Shabbaton, Rebbe had a thing at Rebbe's house, I brought with me some kind of snack, and I left it in your house. Do I have a chiyuv to go do Bedika in the Belazon residence right now? So what's
this Habamina? You're not a socher.
A maskir, but I'm at the position of the maskir now.
You're not a, no, you're not. No offense, but you're not renting out my house.
I know, it's too nice. I don't got that cash. But I'm saying, this guy, why does he have to do Bedika? He has no...
Saying, Avi, you're not a socher or a maskir. Like, you came for Shabbos, you were a guest by my house, that's it.
And
Corona happened. Corona happened. There's not even a Shabbaton this year.
I know. What does the mosque have to do Bedika for? For what? For the Chametz he has in this person's Rishus?
No, and it, that's the kasha.
But Rashi started off in the Sefta 100% fine with saying that you're over Barel Vayimatze. That's why you do Bedika. But here, he's completely changing tracks. Why?
Wait, what do you mean he's completely? We didn't get. Why is he completely training tracks?
Now
the Gemara. The Gemara. You're saying the Gemara is changing tracks?
And Rashi, the way Rashi explains the Gemara.
I'm not necessarily convinced about that. You have to explain to me why you said that. We didn't learn enough of the Rashi. So let's hold off, Avi. Let's see the next Rashi, and then we're going to have to get into Rashi Shita. But Rashi, Rabbi Isai, before we get to what Avi's pointing at, Avi's really coming off of a Rashi that's further on in the Tashma of the Gemara, and then we're going to have to analyze how Rashi fits with what his Shita. Rabbi Isai, these are all kashas that you have to keep in your mind as the Sugya progresses, Rabbi Isai. These are all earth-shattering Gemara questions, and that you can't just take a Gemara and just say, oh, wow, that's an interesting suffix. No, it's not. It makes absolutely no sense. And like the Rashash points out, this should be totally on the old Chakira. How does any of this make sense? And then we're going to get to Amir Tzashem Rashi himself. Yeah, Judah.
Didn't we say that Rashi, didn't we say already that Bayir Bayamatze only applies to your Chametz?
Okay.
So wouldn't the Omachlok be like, Rashi would say that since Bedika is ordered to fulfill Bayir Bayamatze, that since there's no Bayir Bayamatze, you wouldn't have to do Bedika. But Tos would
say, why is there no Bayir Bayamatze?
Because it's not yours.
You're saying you're saying on the side of the Gemara to be Mechayev Asocher?
To not Mechayev him, since he can't be over Bayir Bayamatze, why would he
have to? Right. How could the Gemara even entertain the possibility that Asocher should be Chayev?
But according to Tosfot,
that was Jack and Avi Bahar. Right. But
then according to Tosfot, he would say that.
Right. That was David Lipschitz. That was Jacob Linder. That was exactly. That's the Rashash. Exactly. No. Yeah. So Rabbi says things are going to have to change. Some Chidushim are going to have to happen. And this is the way Torah progresses, Rabbi Say. Through these kashas, through these burning issues that you can't even have a Havamina to fall asleep right now or to put your head down. Right, Adam? It's just not even Shayach that, you know, that we just get stuck and we're burning. Can someone just push the next box over like Ari Morgan? So you're right next to him. Can you just push him and give him a little nudge? All right, Rabbi Say. Good, good, good. Excellent. All right, everybody say, where are we holding?
Very quick, Shiloh.
Yeah.
So if we're on the street just looking at, and we happen to pass by chametz, would that still not be considered the same thing?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely.
Why not?
To me. Absolutely not. No shaykhs to me. I'm totally allowed to witness, come close to chametz. There's a chumrah of the Radvaz that I shouldn't touch the chametz because chas v'shalom, maybe I'll make a kinyan and I'll bring it into my possession, which is very nogea to packages and deliveries on Pesach. But for just passing it on the street, there's absolutely no issue whatsoever.
So I'm saying, what's the difference between you finding it in a hotel room? Is it actually yours?
There's one difference. I rented the hotel room.
Did you rent? Like I'm saying, the chocolate bar was not known about, though. Rented the hotel room itself.
But now I become connected to that room and what's in that room on some level that the Gemara is introducing on Dalet Amud Aleph. We still have to understand it. And how does that fit into Bayir Bayamatze? Again, Rabosa, there are a lot of loose ends right now. And we don't understand how to tie up those loose ends.
Tomorrow.
But there is a difference between me and a regular person on the street just from the get-go, from the fact that I paid to rent that room.
But I'm saying, like, if you find someone else's bags in the room, you can't say, like, I rented the room, that the bags are mine.
So we might have to entertain that. I don't know. If Avi leaves chametz in my rishus, is it pashut that I have no obligation on that? I don't know. We have to develop. We have to see. There's a lot of we have to see in this sugya, Rabbi Say. There's going to be a Vilna Gaon. There's going to be a Rashi and Davav. Mirtz Hashem, there's going to be a lot that's changing based on the development of our sugya and a major, major machlekes that we're going to have to go through carefully and try to understand and to build based on the sugya, Rabbi Say. This is the big leagues, Rabbi Say. This is the real deal. This is the real stuff. Welcome to Meseches Psochim. Yeah, David.
According to Rashi, the reason why I would need the Bedika Mederabanan is because it was a Yotze Meliban, right?
According to the second explanation that we had in Rashi, Lafi using the Ron's Hesber, right?
Right. So then can't we say that the first one, meaning the first bedika, is on me as the owner, or the first, the bittel is on me as the owner, because I have a chiyuv of to get rid of Bayer and Bayamat. My computer's frozen. I don't know if anyone hears me.
I hear you.
Okay, sorry. On a deraisa level, I have an obligation to do bittel for my Bayer and Bayamatzeh. And so the question, now we put on a derabanan for that, a bedika, because maybe it wasn't good enough. So it was on me, but maybe now the bedika is just on my chametz. It's not necessarily on me to do it, so it can be on the person whose reshus it's currently in, as opposed to on me.
Interesting. You hear what David's introducing? So now, but I don't understand, but Rashi still said bedika. You're saying Rashi on the Mishnah. You're saying different. You're saying like the Ran's shot, the first shot, that Rashi on the Mishnah was talking about if you went the route of bedika minatar without bittul. Now comes along Rashi and Daf Dalit, and he's going to say the Gemara and Daf Dalit is telling us, if you do bittul and then you're going to do a bedika like the classic route, so then it might not be Bayura Bayamatze oriented. Then it could be either. It could also be based on your rishus. I hear. Interesting. All right, Rabbi Yisai. Yeah, Avi.
So, could Bayura Bayamatze, is this tying into like Bayless versus rishus for Bayura Bayamatze?
Yeah. We're gonna have to see this. Mirtz Hashem. Rabbi Yisai, tomorrow I suggest that you read the Gemara Vayter, the Tashma. The Gemara wants to bring a raya from mezuzah. And then Rashi, we're going to have to talk about mezuzah. Mirtz Hashem, we're going to learn some important halachas of mezuzah for all the newlyweds and all those that are future, or actually not only newlyweds, those of you that are renting apartments. There's going to be some important halachas that are going to come in the future weeks about mezuzah and the chiyuv of renters by mezuzah. But Rashi says something important, legabe chametz, when contrasting it to mezuzah. You need to read this Rashi carefully. And not everyone is necessarily going to be in agreement what the conclusions are from this Rashi. And based on your conclusions from this Rashi, it's going to affect what Avi's asking right now. What are our conclusions, legabe bayura bayimatze? And how much of an owner do you have to be in order to violate these yisurim? And what are the basic halachos of Bayur Abayimatzeh? So Mirtz Hashem, Rabbi Yisai, tomorrow we'll start analyzing this Rashi, start beginning to have a clear picture, and hopefully begin to, you know, brush up the sugya and try to build a mahalach in all of these kashas, Rabbi Yisai. Mirtz Hashem, looking forward to seeing you guys tomorrow.